You're listening to SBS News.
Coronavirus infections in the Philippines have surged past 100,000 in a troubling milestone after medical groups declared that the country was waging a losing battle against the virus and asked the president to reimpose a lockdown in the capital, Manila. Dr. Jose Santiago, the president of the Philippine Medical Association, has sent a letter to President Rodrigo Duterte.
Our healthcare workers are falling ill as they take care of patients, responding to the call of duty while battling the fear and anxiety of COVID-19 brings. Our health workers are burned out with seemingly endless number of patients trooping to our hospitals for emergency care and admission. We're waging a losing battle against COVID-19, and we need to draw up a consolidated definitive plan of action.
The Philippines has the second most cases in Southeast Asia after Indonesia and has had more infections than China, where the pandemic began late last year. President Duterte originally eased a tough virus lockdown in Manila, a city of more than 12 million people, on June the 1st after the economy shrank slightly in the first quarter, its first contraction in more than two decades. Dr. Lay Camaleng Alfonso from the Philippine Society of Public Health Physicians says that has had an unfortunate and potentially deadly consequence.
The progressive lifting of quarantine has inadvertently fueled public misperception that the pandemic is getting better. It's not.
President Duterte has now reimposed a stricter coronavirus lockdown in and around the national capital, Manila, for 2 weeks, starting tomorrow. At least 40 passengers and crew from a luxury cruise liner in Norway have tested positive for COVID-19, and the authorities are still trying to trace a number of passengers from two recent Arctic voyages. Four crew members on the MS Roald Amundsen were hospitalised on Friday when the ship arrived at the port of Tromsø and later diagnosed with a respiratory illness. Tests showed another 32 of the 158 staff were also infected. India has reported another surge in daily COVID-19 cases, taking the total to more than 1.7 million, despite harsh lockdowns in a number of cities across the country. Infections jumped by nearly 55,000 on Sunday, while the death toll rose by 853 to 37,364. Dr. Sandeep Nair, a senior consultant and the head of the respiratory department at the BLK Super Speciality Hospital in New Delhi, says the country is having mixed success rates.
We have been able to control it in the cities which were badly hit initially, like Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, but the UP and Bihar in the northern states and the eastern West Bengal and the southern states like Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, they are somehow not doing very well, and there have been increasing number of cases.
But the kind of restrictions imposed in India and the Philippines and over the weekend in Melbourne are not welcomed by some. Thousands of protesters rallied in Berlin on Saturday against the latest coronavirus measures imposed by the German government. Peter Konz, one of the protesters, disputed the government's motives.
We are here today because we believe that only the few scientists around the world who follow the leads of the government are those who are heard. There are thousands and thousands of scientists and doctors worldwide who are not heard, they are silenced. They are censored or discredited as conspiracy theory defenders, even though they have run entire universities. I protest against that. I want the consensus that used to be possible and now doesn't seem to be allowed anymore.
Last week, Germany's top public health officials scolded the public for their lack of discipline in adhering to social distancing practices and wearing masks that can slow the spread of the highly contagious disease in the absence of a vaccine. In the United States, a top Federal Reserve official says the U.S. economy could benefit if the nation were to lock down really hard for 4 to 6 weeks, adding that Congress can well afford large sums for coronavirus relief efforts. Neel Kashkari, the president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank, told CBS the economy, which has suffered its biggest blow since the Great Depression, would be able to mount a robust recovery, but only if the virus were brought under control. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.